Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for tuning in to episode 4. Today we have Casey and Reese from the Glow Up podcast with us.
Down here at BLC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music we're about to play. Yeah.
Oi. When you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you're the official you. Introducing Oi Brand, apparel for those who dress to impress and empower. Whether you're hitting the town or hitting the gym, you deserve to look and feel your best. And the right threads can make all the difference. Shop the collection at oibrand.com and join the journey on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter using the handle at OYBRAND. Oi!
Mac and Nelly in this. All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Feel me?
Feel me?
Feel me?
Feel me?
What it do?
What up?
Episode 4, we here. Mac and Nelly.
Sparking up.
Sparking up some tree.
I'm vegan right now.
How is that? How's that going for you?
Well, it's been 4 days, so. It's just.
Just for the month, though?
Yeah, because you know, next month is Thanksgiving. Shit, nigga need some ham and some real fucking macaroni and cheese. How we fucked up.
How would you make baked vegan mac?
There's vegan macaroni and cheese. I don't know. There's cheese substitutes. There's all types of shit. There really is.
I couldn't give up cheese, bro.
Nah, it's hard. I could do the vegetarian thing. I think it'd be easy for me, but the vegan thing is that extra step, and it's just...
I like too much shit that involves cheese. Like, I'm just a cheese-ass nigga.
Right. Or dairy. Like, you know, a lot of sauces have dairy.
Yeah, and I like cereal, too.
But almond milk, I already incorporate almond milk in my diet, regular diet anyway.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. You're not really drinking your cereal milk, are you?
I love to drink my cereal.
You're
milk.
A fucking kid.
I used to get like pour like a little bit of cereal and hella milk just to drink the milk.
You're still not smoking blunts. That's good.
I ain't supposed to be smoking, but don't tell nobody.
Right. So you're not even supposed to be smoking. All right. Well.
So somebody is dying.
Someone's getting their ass beat above us. Today we have Casey and Reese with us. I know they want to talk, so we're going to
introduce. Can we say what's up?
You're going to introduce
them. Go ahead and just dive up in here.
Hey. Well,
say hello.
Look at
this.
Look at turn their fucking mics off.
Yo.
They can't help themselves. What's up, you guys?
I was going to say, I can't do both.
Oh, you can't do both?
I got my kid.
I thought you was radio.
Oh, where? Is how
you do not test Reese, because like once you test him, he's going to be like,
that. You're saying you can't do the drink and the...
I can't smoke and drink.
Oh, okay.
I got the kid. I got to do one.
Okay.
Choose a vice.
So what, you smoking?
No.
Oh, look it. Oh, see.
You must not bring Summer to parties then, huh?
Actually, I would.
There'd be so many times where we go to parties with Patrice and them guys, and they'd be drinking and smoking, and Kavali and all them guys. Like, all right, see y'all later. Driving all the way to Federal Way from Seattle. Like,
them damn kids. Right.
I would. Summer would party, though. That's the thing.
So, what's... You gonna be here for about an hour? Look at me. How long is it taking?
You got time.
It'll wear off. But thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having us. Both of us.
Yeah. We never do shit together.
Together. And so one or the other. Whatchamacallit?
God damn.
Jesus Christ.
He was just on a, you were just on a fucking podcast. Look at, they didn't ask my black ass.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. They asked. It was like, what's good with Nelly? I was like, she probably don't want to do it.
Oh, you hate it on there.
I didn't even know until I saw. He's like, just interviewed her. I was like, okay.
I was like, she really want to do ours. So I don't know if she going to do somebody else's. I'm totally honest.
I'm not gonna lie, she hated it.
He wouldn't even give me the opportunity to say no.
Dropping ass on your lap and shit, bro.
I'd be like, you just handle that. But at least, you know, run it by me.
Yeah, at least.
Well, you both have to come together
right.
to our
shit. We're coming to your guys'.
Not just one, though.
Yeah, not just one.
I'm not gonna tell you because you're not gonna tell
together.
Her.
Right, tell me. I'll include him.
Yeah. All right.
Nigga making executive decisions and shit.
Nah, Nelly don't like niggas. Hey. She don't like people. She ain't gonna do this.
She don't just fuck with everybody. We gotta do it.
She may not come.
I feel it.
You don't want her on the show.
That's hating hella hard. You don't want her to
come. I'm a hater.
But that's cool.
I'm sorry.
I need my shine.
Forgive me for my transgressions.
Oh my goodness. So we always talk about, like, you know, if there's any local food places or anything that you've done lately that you want to, we always try to, you know, showcase the local businesses. So I haven't, nothing local lately.
When it comes to recommendations, you already know I got a shit ton of shit to
tell
you guys.
Throw them out.
Well, Rachel's Ginger Beer. You guys familiar with Rachel?
So I just, in Pike's Place Market.
So they have Pike Place Market. I think that was her first place. And she's, her name is Rachel. She makes these bomb ass ginger beers. Right. But they serve alcohol with the ginger beer.
Okay.
But the one on Capitol Hill, they have a chicken sandwich joint up in there with bomb ass french fries. So make sure to go there. Get, I know you're vegan now.
Oh, dang, look at, I can't even, because I look at, I was about to say, I'm about to go there.
You got to wait now and shit.
I'll be forgetting.
When you get
November
a little break,
1st.
Yeah, go get a chicken sandwich. Super bomb. Hella cheap, like $6.
Really?
And the fries are super fire. But
like,
this is
here?
The one in Capitol Hill, though. Not the one, because there's one in the U District, and like, no shade, but that shit was not good. No, and it was hella expensive.
Oh, you were selling stuff.
Yeah, so we had to like redeem ourselves.
Wait, is this the same exact? I mean, the same.
No, they're two different like companies. They just have fried chicken sandwiches spots in her.
Both of them have.
They're different prices and shit?
Yeah.
I would be hella mad.
I mean, the one in the U District for them rich ass people is like $11, and the one on the hill is like only $6. So go there, get you a chicken sandwich and some french fries, and then get you some bomb ass ginger beer with some whiskey.
Can I tell you where not to go?
Where?
I went to this fucking place today called Teriyaki Bistro. It's out in Issaquah. I was working in Issaquah today. That fucking shit is terrible. And I kind of felt like I should have known better than to get teriyaki from fucking Issaquah, right?
Right.
But like, I was hella hungry after the gym.
Teriyaki, I feel like
bistro,
there's another.
That's
I feel
called,
like
yeah.
there's a Teriyaki Bistro in the U Dish.
And if it is owned by the same people, don't ever fucking go there.
Don't go to
this shit was fucking disgusting. Like it was. I was the first customer in there, and my shit still wasn't fresh.
Yeah.
I was mad as fuck.
That's
I want
bad.
A refund, and I want
How
the next
do you
person's
fuck
money
up
too.
Teriyaki here.
We're spoiled here in Seattle.
I was about to say you don't have bad teriyaki, like.
Bro, it was so bad.
Like, not to where it should be nasty.
No, it was just, it was hella dry.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And like, it wasn't, and then you know how they give you the like, teriyaki sauce to like put over your shit? There was none of that. It was a pre-put on the rice.
There was none of that.
The chicken was on top of that. And I was just like, what the fuck is this?
So, teriyaki
Pay
bistro.
Extra.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Was there Asians in there working?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Nah, I just want my, teriyaki made by Mexicans now.
What was the atmosphere like? Was it welcoming?
Yeah, it was like hella nice. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it was Issaquah, so it's like hella clean. And yeah, I should have went to like somewhere that wasn't as.
Yeah, you know, you got to go to the shady spots. You can't
exactly.
go to the uppity spots.
I should have went to the spot, like the spot on Second.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Teriyaki.
Yeah. Right.
That's
not, it's
that's
closed
still
now, right?
It's closed.
It's closed now, yeah.
I think, they're building something.
We need to petition that. They got to come back.
Hey, even when they closed down, they got busted for like hella fraud. It was like
drugs.
Buckets full of like iPads and shit. Like, there was like 600 illegal iPads in there and shit.
People need to mind their business.
Like, just get an iPad, fam. If you don't want one, don't ruin it for everybody else.
Any movies or anything?
Kingsman
Again?
2.
No, I was just listening to y'all podcast. He was talking about it.
I got all the recommendations. I wrote down all the TV shows I want to shout out.
There we go.
You guys got TV shows here.
Right.
So,
I haven't seen a movie in hella.
Kingsman 2, definitely go watch that. And then AMC this month, if you sign up for their little free like loyalty program, movies are $5 on Tuesdays. So
go
all
Tuesday day. Night date.
Yeah.
Lit.
Yeah, just go to
margaritas.
Applebee's for the dollar margaritas and then go to the movies
AMC
for $5.
Bucks. Go downstairs to BJ's and get a Pazookie for $3.
Yeah, there you go. That's the date. But yeah, no. So
I ain't fucking with no nigga on a Tuesday.
Oh.
From now on, that's the new rule. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
I'm kidding. I don't.
That's self-care.
I ain't fucking with no nigga.
That's the self-care. I'm going to give myself my own margarita for all the Miss Independence out there.
My own.
I got my own margarita.
Two checks, please. Separate.
Separate. I got my own dollar. Here you go.
Is that offensive when they ask, like, when they come up to the table and they're like, and it's a dude and a girl? Like, do you find that offensive when the person is like, do you want separate checks?
I don't find much offensive.
Oh.
Do you even go on dates?
I wouldn't call them dates.
She goes on outings.
Yeah,
you ain't dating me, nigga. You ain't dating me.
I'm an engagement.
Well, do you find it offensive?
No.
Okay.
I'm offensive.
I guess I do, because I'd be like, you see us
together. I'm
gonna
She looking like, but maybe they just don't want to assume, because there's a lot of times I might be out with my cousin. You know, I might be. There's situations,
I feel it.
So it's like,
Yeah. I don't know.
It's not offensive to me.
Not offensive,
cool.
But
in my experience, they just slide in my way like, this nigga finna pay. And I'll be like, no, she's finna pay.
I think they do that more often. I feel like they give it to the male more than ask.
Yeah, of course.
When it's boy,
that's
girl.
The thing. Yeah,
I guess it depends where you're going.
I get offended then because you're just assuming like I'm just here about to buy this girl dinner.
You're just not a gentleman. Yeah.
It could be my birthday.
But sometimes
I'll
buy a nigga some dinner because I'd be like, oh, depending on how it went, I'd be like, let me buy this nigga dinner because I don't want to hear I owe you nothing or you didn't. Nope, I bought the nigga dinner. I bought you dinner.
If a man takes you out and say you owe him something, that's he's a
no, I'm
shit.
Just saying, you know, like this didn't go very well.
Oh, but
let me buy this. So,
ooh, that's a sign right there. So. Pays for the check, right?
Yeah, that means the day was awful.
Yeah, that means it ain't happening again.
I hope I see her just like grabbing the fucking
Nelly.
Check.
You gonna see a nigga post on Facebook?
Okay. I apologize.
We gotta we'll bleep that out.
If I see you out though, and I see you like grab the check, I'm gonna think to myself, oh, that was terrible.
Yeah,
I'm gonna text her. You finna pay, huh?
She ain't
pay. Yeah, off top.
You finna pay.
She ain't fucking with him.
That's hella
funny. Hell no. But then, yeah, whatever.
Can I recommend my TV shows?
Look at
what you watching?
Reese, you know I watch hella TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What you watching now?
Look at, she pulled out a list.
Yes, because I wrote it all down. First of all, I got to shout out Deesa Zamero because faithfully, Monday through Thursday, I do watch that shit. Do you guys watch it?
Deesa
Zamero?
No, no, no.
Okay, these two dudes, you guys will love them. They get hella high before the show.
Uh-huh.
And they sit there and talk about politics and play funny videos, interview people.
Did they come from, did they start with a podcast and then they went from like a special? Okay, I think I've seen their video clippings on like Facebook or something.
Yeah, hilarious. So they're on Viceland. You can just go Viceland.com and watch the shit for free.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got the app on Apple TV and it's not free.
Yeah, no, just go Viceland.com. You can watch anything on Viceland.
I'm on the short end of the stick here.
No, watch that shit. They're the best.
Okay, so that's one.
That's how I get my news.
What else you got? Let's see if, because I have some shows, so I want to see if you have anything.
Better Things. It's on FX. It's like this single mom who's raising three little asshole daughters.
Oh.
Hella funny. Watch that. Curb Your Enthusiasm. My guy
that's
LD
back on,
is back on TV.
Yeah.
The Ayatollah's out here trying to kill him now. So everybody watch that. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That show is hella funny.
Big Mouth. Did you watch Big Mouth?
I haven't yet. No,
Reese,
I actually,
you started
I got,
watching it.
You,
Big
you
Mouth.
Guys have,
never. I never heard of any of these shows.
So Big Mouth is on Netflix.
Me either.
Dirty ass cartoon.
Okay, cool.
Hella funny.
You said Reek Mouth?
No.
What?
Big Mouth.
What?
Excuse me. Don't.
Big
don't
Mouth.
Big Mouth.
That's a word. I'm going to use
Big
that
mouth.
To somebody.
You don't Reek Mouth the bitch.
A Reek Mouth ass girl.
Watch that shit on Netflix. Hella funny. And then I started watching Neo Yokio.
So mine's are like
the anime.
Super white.
What?
The shows that I have.
This is us.
Seventh Heaven.
Anime dog?
I'm watching Neo Yokio.
Will and Grace is coming back out. They're doing.
Oh my
they're
God.
Bringing Will and Grace back out.
Are they really?
That's not what I was going to recommend, but they really are.
Okay.
And I wouldn't mind catching a couple of them. I'm not going to lie. But no. Superstore, do you guys watch
Superstore?
No.
I watch a couple episodes. It's
look,
funny.
It's fucking funny. Anyway, so that the new season started. The Good Place. Have you guys caught that? It's the second season of The Good Place. These are super fucking honky shows, but they're funny.
So
sometimes
when
it's
not
nice.
Going hard on Facebook, you watching.
Look at so my older brother, he'd be like, oh, he's like, this motherfucker, this old hard ass nigga watching this shit like every time.
And do you cry on
the
this
music
is us?
That.
Do you watch
okay,
this?
Okay, this is us.
Yeah.
So.
But have you cried on it though?
Every fucking episode. There hasn't been an episode where
I
haven't cried.
I can't imagine.
No,
this
actually.
This is Us is a fucking. With movies and show. Oh, yeah. Cry,
yeah,
baby.
You're crying.
I'm crying.
I never watched it.
You need to watch it.
Or I'm dying laughing. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm a crier, but
this
cry
is Us, so that was another one. That's just a great show. Like, that might be the best show out on TV right now. I'm
too
sorry.
Connected to the family. I feel like
and that's
I'm a
what
cousin.
Is your invest.
Right,
no,
right.
And that's when they're talking and stuff, and it's just like,
I'm part
and
of the
then
big
you
three.
Know, like, the dad's dead, so a certain thing, and you're just, I be feeling it. Like, I be.
Because be
did they reveal how he died? Don't tell me, like, how he died.
I didn't watch last
so
night.
You didn't watch the first
I did watch the first one, yeah. But
with
like,
the fire or anything.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't.
Oh, they
they're dragging that shit on. They're going
yeah,
to. That might not. They might not even tell us again this season.
Until like season three and shit.
And then Grey's Anatomy is back out.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
That's my shit.
Never watched it. All I knew was Dr. Madrimi.
This is. Oh, yeah. He's dead, though.
That's the only thing I ever
he
knew
died,
from that show.
Which was. Okay. So the very. I've never watched Grey's Anatomy. that was my, when he died, that episode was the first time I ever watched it.
Oh, for real?
And I boo-hooed like I had been watching
that. Your first time
watching it? The very first time I ever watched Grey's Anatomy ever.
And then what's her name was on that show too? Catherine Heigl, right?
Yes.
The one that tried to make a thing, but she wasn't as attractive, so I couldn't really make her a thing in Hollywood.
Right, wow. Izzy. Yeah. She, yeah.
No, dead ass though. That's
but she's funny
there.
Though.
Yeah, no, she's talented.
It,
yeah,
is it based in Seattle? It's like a
Right, exactly. So people come here for Badger. They're like, is it? That's not real. It's not real. The real. It's not the real.
There's a person named McGee, Kim. It's not real.
You guys, right. You guys
but I love
watch
that show, and I and so I've. And that was like season 12. It's on season 14. It has to be a good show. It's fucking 14
Damn.
Seasons.
Yeah. Right. But like, is it really, is it 14 years though?
I mean, it's about the same.
Well, sometimes they do like two seasons in a year. You know what I mean?
But like, this is like, that. These are like 22 episode seasons.
Oh, then it has to be 14 years. Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's not no 10 episode.
Yeah. Show. Do you guys watch seasons. SVU?
Yes, but I haven't.
He said, hell yeah.
I'm not caught up on this.
It just started. The season just started.
Okay.
It's not the same without Stabler. It has never been the same without him.
Who's he, the bald white dude?
Yeah. Stabler,
the asshole.
He's the, okay, the main guy. He's that nigga.
I've only seen like every so often. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I knew it. Yep, see? This is the shit. I remember singing this shit to a girl in high school.
Hey, when I was younger, I hit the high note once, and I could never hit
did
it
you
again.
Really?
I did.
I'm proud of you.
I did. I was alone, so there's backup for that, but I did.
No, it's good. It's all good. I used to have a cousin that could sing in high school, and I used to like, make him come over, and I'd be on the phone with girls, and I'd make him sing and shit.
Reese loves his R&B.
I lost absolutely. My virginity to a nigga that could.
Wow.
His ass.
Can you sing your panties off?
You say he's a hoe?
Well, let's think. Well, like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Did he see my panties on? Technically. I mean,
absolutely. Like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that happened.
Not really, though.
I
no.
wish I could sing, but like, I wish that was like a thing.
I can
like,
sing sometimes. Like,
I can never sing.
I used
sing.
To be able to really sing, but now, like, I don't smoke so much weed. It's like,
nah, you gotta
just come back sometimes.
You gotta go
like,
with the Lord bless you, brother. The Lord bless you to be able to sing. Yeah, run with it. I'm telling you right now,
I
if
might
I can
do
sing,
this challenge.
Oh my God, if I can sing, though. Oh,
which challenge? The music soul challenge? Oh, what
this
is
that?
Music
it's,
just,
challenge?
It's just singing this song.
Oh,
this is the only one?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna get married to his joint, Greatest Love.
Don't. Hey,
that's my,
I fucking love that song. A lot of people don't know about that song.
That's my shit.
That is a beautiful song.
You gotta get married at sunset, though, like for that song.
Wow, that's a beautiful song.
Yeah, I'm gonna put you on. That's the shit. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I wish I lost my virginity to a girl who could sing. That'd have been the shit. That'd have been so fucking fire.
I do not be singing to these niggas.
I'd have been having her singing, like really singing during the session.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's the dream.
See, man. I wish your nigga would. Love.
My hit first from the back.
Oh, my God. Hey, fam, clock out and go home. It's it for you.
I'm just saying, I'm just that type
yes,
of nigga.
Such a pretty song.
I used to have to just spell my name and some more shit.
I can hear it.
The song.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's my shit.
This is so
bro,
pretty. The lyrics. It's beautiful. I love pretty.
He said she's the greatest
music.
Love song. That's it.
Music's
right
underrated, man.
The way that the
they're the greatest doing. Love song.
What is he doing now?
He just dropped another joint.
He dropped another
like, a, like a project?
Yeah, yeah. It's on iTunes. I really want to listen to it. Because this album that this song is on is amazing. This is the one that Teach Me was on. And Buddy. It's just
we
amazing.
Was in high school.
Nah, we wasn't in high school. This is in college.
About to start tea time.
Tea time.
All right.
Sign the music. Come on.
Tea time?
Oh.
So Kevin Hart got caught cheating. Y'all saw that, right?
I'm at a place in my life where I feel like I have a target on my back. And because of that, I should make smart decisions. And recently, I didn't. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit up here and say that I am or claim to be in any way, shape, or form. And I made a bad error in judgment and put myself in an environment where only bad things can happen, and they did. And in doing that, I know that I'm going to hurt the people closest to me, who I've talked to and apologized to, being my wife and my kids. And I just, you know, it's a shitty moment. It's a shitty moment when you know you're wrong. And there's no excuses for your wrong behavior. At the end of the day, man, I just simply got to do better. But I'm not going to also allow a person to to have financial gain off of my mistakes. And in this particular situation, that's what was attempted. I said I'd rather fess up to my mistakes.
It hasn't been confirmed that's him, though.
He did that.
I mean, it's him. I'm just kidding.
Didn't he confess?
So
the bitch was trying to get $10 million out of him, right? Whatever.
Nah, she's a bitch.
The bitch.
That's just
She's a porno bitch, too. She has, like a sex entertainment license in Vegas.
What?
Man, this dumb broad. Keep going.
The bitch was trying to get $10 million out the nigga, right? So he was just like, I'm going to come out and apologize and confess. Which, hey, I would have done the same thing. You're not getting $10 million out of me. I'm not negotiating with, I don't negotiate with terrorists, bitch. No, yeah, exactly, no. It's just not going to happen.
You guys saw her little interview where she was talking about she didn't know he was married.
Mm-hmm. Like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
She was on his gram at some point.
Shut up.
She, you know, so what I think she thought she had something with him. Like,
no,
but she recorded it. And she was like, you know what, he ain't gonna pay up, so let me fucking put this video out.
But $10 million, though, Doug, like, you could have got a good $500,000 in cash. He would have had Spank bring that shit to the garage.
She thought.
Wait, so Wendy Williams, was, I guess he's been talking shit about the whole situation.
Didn't her dude just look at you?
That's look awesome. It, exactly. Shit. So that's how they, right, look at it. No, so that was the thing. So she's talking shit, right, you don't, you know. Should have never confessed and hurt your pregnant wife, and then boom, this nigga.
I don't know why niggas tripping out this nigga cheating like he didn't cheat with the bitch that he's with now. And
that's not how it happened, though.
He didn't.
No, that's
it's
no.
Exactly how it happened. Right?
No, that's not how
but look at, see,
no,
that's what
I read the book. That's how it happened.
But look at, that's what I'm saying. People don't fucking know, and everyone's just been saying, didn't he cheat with the wife?
Nah,
and I never thought that was
so what happened?
The case
he
either.
We don't know. We don't know.
Read the book.
He cheated on Tori.
He cheated on Tori, but he didn't cheat with Nico. It was him and Tori was already done, and he met Nico.
So the niggas are proven cheaters. So what's the big deal?
Nah, she said that he was, like, because her timeline was different than
with
Aniko's
the Nico or with another bitch.
He no, with Aniko.
Well, I know.
That's what Tori said.
Book,
yeah.
On record, he said it wasn't. He cheated. He did
I mean,
cheat.
Of course, he's gonna say
but
that.
But at this point, aren't they all cool anyway? Like,
no, they were. But then, like, some messy shit went back and forth. And
see, this is. Who cares?
But back to Wendy Williams, dumbass.
Wendy Williams is
a fucking clown.
Wendy Williams is gross.
Wendy Williams needs to know that she's getting cheated on.
10 years, though. 10 years.
Wendy Williams
should
be alone.
Duh. Like, what the fuck, bitch? You're whack as fuck.
You better allow for it.
Did you hear Charlamagne introduce?
She has a dick. Of course he's cheating.
Oh, man. Go to sleep. What?
She can't be having sex. She can't be. He can't be hitting
those. You see that recent bikini picture?
Just looking at that picture, there's no way that somebody's hitting that.
But I think he works for her, so maybe.
She looks like the alien that.
Come on, that should have. We all knew that was the situation. She just.
She looked like she needs to go be in The Walking Dead right now.
So she's acting like she didn't know she was getting cheated on. I don't know how
she
knew.
She's acting like that in public, but no.
But she knows, though.
No, she said she knew and she found out and then got over it and then it's making them stronger. Like, definitely not. He's still fucking with that bitch.
No, that's your only option, bitch. You ain't going nowhere.
I do think that cheating can make your relationship stronger, though.
Yeah, and Reese thinks that you should cheat at least one time in your whole life. So
yeah, I feel like relationship.
I feel like you gotta cheat to appreciate what you got.
I might need a little help.
There you go.
So go cheat.
You gotta cheat to appreciate what you got, man.
To satisfy all your needs. So
you
please,
gotta cheat to understand.
Go get
like
your dick sucked or something, because I'm like tired.
But what's cheating though? Cheating is anything that...
Cheating's everything according to these niggas.
What's cheating?
Shit, I done cheated on every nigga I was with because I replied to a DM. Oh, you're a cheater. Okay, fuck it.
Oh, that's overboard, though. That's a little...
Niggas are insecure.
It's a little overkill.
But we replying to no damn DMs. The fuck?
Whatever.
You don't even want you replying to DMs. Don't have another podcast hit you up.
Delete that DM.
Anyways, definitely cheating's healthy. Next subject. Jimmy Kimmel attacked Senator Cassidy over his health care bill.
Jimmy Kimmel, he been going
that's
in.
Valid. He has
Senator Cassidy from Louisiana.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty valid, though.
He had promised all these things that he said he would never do, and then he did it.
There's a lot of that going on right now.
It's a white dude, of course. That's how it happened.
He had pledged to protect people with pre-existing conditions like Kimmel's infant son. So I guess that was
Right, exactly.
So who was, he has a serious heart condition and
so he got on his helmet.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's how it happens with white folks, though.
Good for fucking Jimmy.
Yeah, but I mean, was he talking that shit before? Like, just think if his son hadn't been.
Would you care?
Would I care what?
No, I'm saying, would he care if he didn't? Would Kimmel care if his son wasn't affected by it?
He might say a couple nice words and shit, but like, I don't trust any white dude. So I just kind of feel like, especially ones with money, like Shannon Sharp said it the best. Like, you know, health issues are indiscriminate. So, you know, like, it can affect anybody. That's why they speak up. He ain't got shit to say about, you know, social injustice.
And I don't know. I don't know if he speaks out on those things. I don't.
But that's
watch
the thing, though.
You don't know
if he says it because he don't say it. Right. Would be out there.
I haven't looked into it. I haven't watched the show to know.
Something like that will go viral versus him, you know, like talking about it all the time. So we don't.
But I don't pay attention to shit. So I don't know.
But my point
it could be out. But I feel you.
You're not
speaking about, you know, the NFL. You know, are you? What's your?
He's cracking jokes about that.
Right.
But when it comes to healthcare,
you're hella serious and you're getting on.
Exactly.
And that's,
you know, I felt that.
No,
valid.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's
valid.
You know,
but you don't
see John Q.
Yeah, come on.
But it was denied. So the bill was denied that he was upset about anyway.
Right. And he has a right to be upset. He's a father. You know what I mean? Like, you just mentioned John Q. It's like, serious. But my little brother had a pre-existing condition. Mm-hmm. So he had to get approved. My brother was literally in surgery the day that he was born. They had to, like, build an artificial wall on his heart. Not for that. He wouldn't be alive for that. You know what I mean? So,
but if while you're campaigning, and people are voting for you for that reason, and then you know,
that's a bit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're fucking pissed. So yeah, Taco Bell is starting to serve alcohol. They're going to be taking out their drive-thrus at the new locations and having an open kitchen style so they can serve alcohol. We've been talking about it before, so you guys don't have anything to say about it.
It's so lit. It's just lit. It's just like you get in there and get to it. What did we talk about? A crunch wrap?
The crunch wrap.
Yeah, the crunch wrap.
Get you some
Fiesta potatoes and some yak.
I get the Fiesta potatoes plain, nothing on it. So
they're not Fiesta, they're just potatoes.
Right, exactly. They were like, nothing? I'm like, yeah, just some potatoes.
I love my sour cream.
They're like breakfast potatoes.
Yeah, that's lit though. You can pull up and just get drunk at Taco Bell.
But that mean that you gotta go really flave at Taco Bell.
The Taco Bell.
I mean, it's a good
lit
match. Like, do you want to eat Taco Bell?
My nigga,
tacos are good.
Happy
drunk
hour,
food.
My nigga.
Like, if I'm super, well, again, I haven't ate Taco Bell in hell long. But back in the day when it was open till 2, like, yes, let's match.
And imagine not even having to drink in the car. Imagine being able to drink in the restaurant, turn it up.
I don't know if I want to do all
but
that.
But you're paying for them drinks rather than
you're gonna
drink
have
for
your
free
birthday
in your
party
car
there.
Yeah.
Huh? Me at Taco Bell.
The birthday party, bro.
Dirty, dirty.
not at Taco Bell.
Right.
You got to go home after that one.
But the drive-thru sales account for more than half of their revenue. So, you know,
it's
we'll see how that goes.
But they can't do
it's
every
a risk, right,
one,
exactly.
Though. They probably got to
so
do like,
weird.
Like what they do in the cell phone industry is like they call them 360 stores. It's like the experimental stores.
Okay.
You can only have like one.
It's 300. It's 300 new locations. So it's going to be new.
That shit going to be where the white people are because niggas ain't going to that.
That's not true.
Or maybe like middle America.
You don't think the niggas would be the ones that
go to that? Niggas ain't trying to pull up the Taco Bell. Niggas would pull up to the drive-thru when we trying to get home.
They're going
to
be stunned. You know, they're going to be coming their old schools.
Someone's going to be in their dunks.
That's
going to
be in Bellevue Square.
You think so?
Damn. But yeah, they did that to us with Chick-fil-A.
Come on, man.
Ain't no Chick-fil-A.
But they don't got alcohol Chick-fil-A, do they?
Well, I'm just saying, like, they didn't put it with no black folks.
There's one in Federal Way.
Yeah.
And there's niggas out there.
Now,
for sure,
finally.
Is it? Oh, they just put it out there?
It's open on 320th.
Yeah, see.
Oh, man, but who went in Renton's, man?
And Tacoma.
Who went in Renton's? That's all I'm saying.
All right. Speaking of Federal Way, racism at Federal Way Denny's.
What happened? I didn't
so
hear
I saw
about
it on
this.
Facebook was the original thing that I saw it on Facebook. This white man this white dude posted. Him and his wife were at Federal Way Denny's, mm-hmm. and it's this long story, and he's like, pretty much they made a group of black boys, men. Pay first before they would cook their food.
Oh,
right. So it's this long story about how it happened. They're like, so we left, and the supervisor was like, well, you guys don't have to pay for your food first. And they're like, this is not okay. So it's cool. So they, you know, they tagged Denny's, and people were tagging Denny's and calling into Denny's, and They got the man fired. Cairo ended up, you know.
Was it Jesse? Did Jesse come out?
You said what?
What's the dude, Jesse Jones?
Jesse.
Oh, I don't know.
How did he come out?
Cairo. But he's
switch.
The one that they ended up reporting on it.
And he's at Cairo now?
Anyways, no. Yeah, no, I heard about this.
I didn't even hear
and
about this.
And Federal Way just breeds funniness in that little niche.
Yeah. In that area?
In that area. I have yet to meet some people from Federal Way, besides my girl Patrice.
She's
just
from Federal
like
Way?
Normal. Yeah, she's super from Federal Way.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Federal Way is cool. My man Q-Dot from Federal Way.
People from... Who?
Q-Dot.
Oh, I thought he's from Tacoma.
Okay.
Q-Dot's cool. But
I like that. Yeah.
A lot of the guys that I meet from Federal Way, and not like guys I'm dating, a lot of the homies, they just have bitch tendencies. So.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have to agree with that, actually. I know a lot of whole ass niggas.
And the girls are prostitutes.
Yeah, and there we go.
Actually,
and
I know some cool. The twins are from there.
I'm going to take the high road. I'm not going to do this with you guys.
Oh, I'm going
to
do it.
Much love to my people, though, because there are hella homies out there. But at the same time,
there's hella people that aren't from there that moved out there because it's cheaper to live out there.
I lived out there.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't really know no, like Federal Way.
I know if you know somebody actually from Federal Way, like if you said you was from Federal Way, you're probably funny style.
From the
Fed. You're probably still wearing Creative Ranch.
Yeah, I don't think I know. And then you're like, from there.
Yeah, that's the team.
Hey, but Tokyo's is fire and will always be fire.
Tokyo's is fire.
So, yeah.
And the Korean barbecue spot.
It's funny because it's Federal Way, but you call them all SeaTac Mall.
Huh?
The one right off the exit by the Black Angus.
Okay.
So I wonder if they're going to get some money from Denny's.
They better, shit.
Because I'll be trying to get some
Denny's
money.
Denny's will probably offer them like
unlimited. No,
like,
y'all need some better fucking bacon.
Back?
I don't, yeah. No, I don't want
that
shit.
When they do bad customer service a place, they'll like offer you something. Like, why would
I still
come?
I don't
want
to come here.
Yeah.
Right. Fuck you guys.
Just give me the bag. Just give me some money.
If they had better bacon, I would fuck with Denny's. But they have that microwave strip bacon. What?
The Oscar Mayer bacon?
Yeah, no.
Denny's or IHOP. Which one?
They both have fucked up bacon.
I like IHOP, actually.
Neither.
I feel like IHOP is like
IHOP
just
the
pure
worst
white bread food, no flavor.
But I like the pancakes.
I don't.
That's all I really
I can't eat IHOP.
I, don't
dog.
Eat pancakes
I feel like
back.
I'm in Pleasantville.
What's that joint in Renton on Rainier? That
Tommy's?
Little. Yes. I fuck with Tommy.
I can't fuck with Tommy.
You gotta go.
I like
Tommy.
The people there. I like the worst there. Shit,
so
Tommy's is not that good. It's not that good.
Countryside Cafe in Renton. Have you guys been there?
What is it? What is it? The Pancake House?
The Pancake House.
But I went like out in Maple Valley. I feel like, and I swear, they were like looking at us like you're in the wrong fucking neighborhood. And I think someone might even made that comment.
You was in the wrong neighborhood.
Or maybe I was just hearing it in my
don't
head.
Eat there
but
no more.
It was good though.
You just heard it. You look at
so
somebody
serious.
And was like, he's probably thinking right now.
No, I think it's like, did I
in
hear his?
Voice,
yeah,
though.
Like.
I'm like, let me hurry up and eat this food.
I read his mind, like, and I heard it, like, yeah, no. So, okay, enrollment for 2018 Affordable Care Act starts November 1st and ends December 15th.
Nice.
Trump reduced the advertising funds for that by 90%.
Damn.
Fuck Trump.
Fuck Trump. Fuck Trump.
Fuck Trump.
You're a mean one, Mr. Trump.
I fucking hate him.
He's going to play the villain in every single Christmas movie this year. Watch.
Somebody should have threw one of them paper towels back at his bitch ass.
Dog, the way he was tossing them joints.
And me and you got to go head up, Mike, because
man, I'm not even mad at Trump
because
the nigga shot mechanics
see,
was right. He was,
you see his post? He's like, look at the fuck in the wrist.
Bro, he
exactly.
Got the, I'm on our side.
I
I'm
said I was
going to
kick his
Hooper,
ass, too, and I saw him.
It was beautiful.
He literally was acting like he was playing the hoopy.
Wait, hold on. Is that what you said?
I would have been like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I would have spit on him. I'm like, yeah. Like, I would have.
That's the thing. It's like he got that big brother, so he can't do shit.
That's crazy.
He's a bitch on the playground who got
I
that
can't
big
even
brother.
Like, he needs
no,
to hurry up and fucking die. Like, I'm tired of even having to see what stupid shit he's doing. Like,
every fucking day.
He said some shit like, and then a real catastrophe.
Oh,
catastrophe,
no, he basically
like,
discredited
Katrina.
The Puerto Rico everything
that
and was just
wild.
Like, yeah, but Katrina had millions of people die and you guys just fucked up our budget.
Yeah, like
what the fuck?
But did you guys,
all your
you guys
personal,
know that the majority of people,
you know, the money that's been going to your personal needs and your, the
what
shit that you're doing.
But do you guys know that the majority of people in Puerto
about?
Rico actually voted for Trump?
Word?
Yeah, they How won. Many? They won the vote. I mean, he
but,
won.
But that's the whole thing.
There.
Wasn't
yeah.
It was like a large
but did the
percentage. There's
vote for
a large.
Trump or did the delegates?
No,
vote
there's
for
a
Trump?
Large percentage
I don't know.
Of Republicans.
No, of
because if the people probably didn't vote for that nigga, but the delegates.
I mean, just like
Watch
Hispanics or, whatever they want to call it. There's a large percentage.
When he was,
like 40% of Asians voted for Trump.
When, of course.
8% black.
When he was jump shotting them paper towels, look how they looked. It was ecstatic to me.
It was. It was like, oh, they weren't even offended. This like, white nigga here.
You couldn't come to the South.
I didn't even notice that.
Look at him.
And those
look
like dollar store paper towels.
Because I remember that they voted for him. Like,
right.
He got the Puerto Rico vote.
He was
and, like,
really out there.
And he was doing that foul shit, and they was spinning back like, yeah, excited and shit. Like, oh, we got paper towels. It's the biggest insult. He gave you guys paper towels to clean up the flood?
My sister was supposed to send me my pet peeve for today. She was going to give a message to the Trump supporters and voters, and she didn't. She said it's hard to rant at will. But I've heard her speak on this, and I'm like, I need that, you know? I need you to say this. And so I just, yeah, I'll wait for her to speak
for
me on that.
Shout out to Jeanette. We love her.
She's so filthy.
Because if you voted for Trump, like, fuck you guys. And you
Shut
guys need
mouth.
To, I think you definitely need to be exposing yourself, because...
You need to say,
guys, people
what's her name, that
minute.
Mary girl?
Shut the fuck up.
You guys hear about that?
That Mary bitch, yeah, she has me fucked up.
Because you're a Christian.
But then, her sister tried to say she didn't say it. And then Angela Rye pulled the receipts. Shout out to Angela Rye for dating Common on top of that real quick. Yes.
I didn't know that.
But no, Angela Rye pulled the receipts and was like, nah, this is exactly what your sister said. She did say she voted for him based on Christianity.
Put the shackles on my feet.
Shackles is
tough. I like Erica better anyway. So.
Badu?
No, this other sister. Because what's the bitch's name? Tina or...
Tina
Campbell?
Bitch.
Tina Campbell, yeah.
Okay, so somebody was like talking shit about her, and then somebody recommented and was like, yeah, that's why I hate her ever since Martin. Like,
wow. Wait, what?
No, you dumbass.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Wow.
Tisha Campbell.
Wow.
Yo, I retweeted and was like, I'm dead.
Okay.
Come on.
We're on sports.
Yeah.
Sports. These guys, some of them, and I'm very disappointed, and a few I like to say, I'm very disappointed in one of my very best friends, Ray Lewis. Mm. Ray Lewis sat in that chair right there and said that he could never kneel. He could never not stand for the national anthem because so many people died and he had family members to fight for this country and the opportunity and the flag means so much to him. And he kneeled. Not on one knee, on both knees. So what were you kneeling for? You kneeled? You showed solidarity? Because of what President Trump said, and when Colin Kaepernick is trying to draw attention to the injustices going on, you deem that inappropriate?
NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp calls out hypocrisy of the NFL protest. I didn't see that shit because I don't really pay attention to Shannon Sharp, but basically the nigga called out Ray Lewis for kneeling, I guess.
Good.
Because Ray Lewis was out there.
I've been seeing.
He was praying. He wasn't kneeling. He was praying.
He was out there looking like he was in a music video on both knees.
You're
singing
this
shit.
Why do people hate Ray Lewis? He voted for Trump?
He tried to go against Kaepernick and basically say this is why people are not signing him. I don't know what the exact reason is.
Right.
But he basically had a stupid ass reason for
I think
why
he voted for Trump.
I met Ray Lewis.
But he said he was out there, you know, supporting for other things.
He said that he was in the background trying to help Kaepernick get a job with the Ravens. And the whole time, when Cap's girlfriend tweeted that picture of the Django thing,
Shout out to Vanessa.
When he lost the job. It's like, motherfucker was gonna
sign him. That's what Ray Lewis said?
Yeah. Fuck out of here with your Uncle Tom ass.
But, you know, shout out to Shannon Sharpe, though, because that's cool that
he pulled out the Black and Mild.
He pulled out the Black and Mild on national television.
I was the
television,
only nigga that was not amused by that.
Oh, you're weak.
So what's your thing about him? Is Shannon Sharpe a LeBron fan
Shannon
or something?
No, Shannon Sharpe's cool, but...
He is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, he's cool. He be telling the truth. I just wasn't a fan of the Black and Mild shit. It just seemed hella nigga-ish.
It was. I mean, but realistically, there's
like
a space for that.
Nigga-ish.
Nah, but there's a space for that. He's from the South. He grew up with a 10
roof. Nobody's smoking no fucking Black and Mild 2017.
Man, I got a nigga that smokes Black and Mild.
Tell that nigga to jump off fucking...
It's because he can't smoke weed. He can't smoke weed because he's on...
You don't need to smoke there.
Did you see how bougie
yourself,
they were
nigga,
acting when he pulled out, though?
Why your business just because you ain't been smoking blunt for a fucking month?
Shut up.
Why you care? Fuck it. Let him die.
Damn.
Anyway, Mello.
Nigga smoke them like a mug.
There's people that clearly smoke them, motherfuckers.
I seen a white dude buy a Swisher, open it up at the gas station, and puff it.
Everyone's not, they're not, they weren't made for you guys to fucking put weed in it. Turn your fucking ring
off. It's not what it was made for.
Right, yeah, people smoke these shit.
I don't know what it was made for, but.
They're cigars. They're cheap cigars.
Yeah. But, so Melo gets traded to the Thunder for a paperclip and a hamster wheel.
There we go.
D-Wade gets bought out from the Bulls, and he joins LeBron in Cleveland, so shit shook up. Westbrook.
I guess.
I don't know if as a result of getting Melo, but Westbrook agreed to a $205 million contract extension, 5 years. So he's staying. He's invested in Oklahoma City. Shout out to that
nice.
Man. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
They gave him like the whole year.
Huh?
They gave him like a whole year, like the mayor.
What? Oh, really? Like,
yeah, they were like, they you don't get a day, you get a whole year.
To Westbrook?
365 days, not just one day.
That's feeling.
Wait, so every year is his year then?
Yeah.
Get off his dick.
Again, this was on like the Shade Room or something. So
who's winning the ship? New look Cavs, new look Thunder, new look Rockets.
The Warriors.
Same
still?
Look Warriors.
The Warriors still. Still head and shoulders above
I'm
every team
I'm going to say whatever team LeBron's on. Okay, okay. Okay, because they keep picking up bums. I don't know why the fuck
man,
the Cavs.
Call D-Wade a bum.
D-Mello,
whatever.
Today? Damn, that's my guy.
He's
man.
Soon to be a bum. Anyway, and so I say OKC.
Okay, see? Can win the ship?
Yep.
Fuck no.
Why can't they?
Get a ring?
Why can't they?
They just got
I
beat
want
by
Melo
the
have a ring. Too. You said what?
They just got beat by the Rockets. I don't know.
Why can't they win?
Because they don't have no bench.
No bench.
Yeah.
Them niggas top heavy.
They actually only have three players in the whole squad. It's just clones of everybody Ooh. Else.
The Warriors are going to... I don't want to say that the Warriors are going to win, so I'm just not, you know? Anyone but the Warriors. That's who's going to
okay.
win.
The Warriors.
I
don't fucking like yeah. the Warriors. Fuck.
The Warriors barring like some like crazy injury. I mean, but the Spurs are Ooh. Never out. The Spurs are never out. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Hey. The Spurs are never out.
So
well,
look out for
I don't know. All I know is Melo. He'll probably have one good season, and then he'll
That's
fall
he
off
you
like
said.
He does.
One good season.
He'll fall off.
He'll fucking. Get fat.
They all need to go be.
My
prediction for next year is that all those guys will be Knicks next year. Melo, LeBron, CP3.
Knicks?
Yeah, absolutely.
With Porzingis?
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
LeBron's not leaving
that.
The Cavs.
Yes, he is. LeBron's absolutely out of Cleveland. He hates Dan Gilbert, who supports.
I guess he's already left the Cavs.
He's already out.
The nigga left Cleveland.
That's why Kyrie left. Shit.
Fuck Kyrie. Okay.
All right.
Oh,
and fuck Duke, by the way.
Fuck Duke. I'm with
Aaron Hernandez.
Fuck, man. Aaron Hernandez was found to have the most CTE brain damage ever for a player of his age. So that nigga was fucked up.
That's my guy, man. It's Florida Gators.
Shout out to him, man. Moment of silence.
Really, nigga?
Wait, what? Who? And I'm not moment of silence and
Aaron
shit.
Aaron Hernandez, man. The realest
I'm
nigga.
Nothing.
The realest nigga in the NFL.
No,
that's the nigga
don't
that
say
killed
that,
himself?
Man.
That's not the nigga that killed himself?
That is.
He had CTE.
Yeah.
We're talking about a dead nigga.
Shit.
What is this?
Basically, he's talking about the CTE study. CTE is a big thing going around.
Hold on.
Head injuries to football players.
So they found out some shit after he's dead. It's all coming out.
They studied his brain.
They studied his brain. But, I mean, he was the real-life Grand Theft Auto. He was out here really living that life.
You are football. You're an NFL player.
Yeah, don't do that shit.
We have music next.
Music.
So, this week, I'm first. And I'm playing... Janae Aiko, Frequency. It's on her new album. I think her new album's called Trip.
Yep.
Yep.
Pretty. She's long as hell.
Yeah. But just let it play.
Yeah.
Just let it play. It's just pretty music.
I love her. And Big Sean together.
But is it a Big Sean feature or is it 2088?
Oh, it's both. I guess we talked about that.
Yeah, it's
both.
To figure out.
It's
yeah.
both.
2:30.
But nah, I love it.
Turn your fucking ringer off.
Bless that situation, let them know that you love, know that you love. Oh, free my city, free my seed. Bless my situation, show me love. Bless that generation, let them
should make them royalty. So yeah, pretty song. All right? The things we face.
I like that one. She's really, like, really singing in that joint, I feel like. She's
trying.
Really singing.
Look at it. She's trying.
Yeah.
That's the anime.
Put this shit out.
Right, exactly. Big Sean. Big Sean was in the studio.
She's looking at that nigga the whole time.
So.
He got a black and mild in his mouth.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, I don't fuck with blacks personally, but I'm not talking about nobody. I don't judge. I'm not judging.
You don't judge?
Anyway,
well, back to the music.
I don't know how we got on that.
I didn't pick the song. It's called
right,
White
this, ain't
People.
A, this ain't a
this
dedication,
is not a dedication.
Bitch.
Teaching you the language of the universe, Rosetta who put you on a pedestal. All eyes on me, but you love me when I had 7 views. You're looking like I should go have fun and baby with you. And if I'm wrong, I won't debate it with you. I own up to it, you hold up to it. Stay not down for the curves, but I'm up to it. Come give me all that. You the only girl I call back. I tell these other women, fall back. They be hating on the preview. They think that it's only for the entertainment like E! News. I can see the sequel. Let's do more I do's and let's redo's. Baby, you're a one of one to me. Know that I should probably wife you up. Baby, I swear I'm done with these. All the women, they don't mean shit to me.
That nigga Russ.
So we have our annoying, one of our annoying ass guests with us, and Casey.
Damn.
No shit. They've been here with us the whole time. It's Casey and Reese. Are you? You go by Reese because you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Daryl. Look at him. I was gonna say, I don't know. That was a new thing. So everyone else was calling you Reese.
Oi. When you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you are the official you. Introducing Oi Brand, fashion wear inspired by the city of Seattle to empower you on your journey and inspire you to reach your full potential. Oi Brand was created with one goal in mind, empowering wearers to embrace positivity and express themselves unapologetically. They say you should dress for the job you want. We take that a step further and say you should dress for the life you want. Oi Brand brings out the boss in you. For more style inspiration, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at OiBrand, OiBrand. Shop the collection at OiBrand.com and text OiBrand to 555-888 for an exclusive 25% off discount.
Host of the Glow Up Podcast.
DQ.
Host of the Glow Up Podcast.
Nobody calls me that.
Seattle Natives. We're going to officially introduce y'all, and then, yeah, we can get in. To our segment. I don't really, you know. When did you guys start the Glow Up Podcast? How many episodes are you guys?
December of 2016.
Yeah, December 6th or something like that?
Yeah, we're on episode 42. Mm-hmm. We just dropped episode 42.
We'll join them.
So you said it was December.
December 4th, we recorded, which was Jay-Z's birthday, and then December 5th was the day
that you dropped.
Right. Okay. I'm looking back.
So a year's coming up.
Pretty soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You guys going to do something big?
We'll do something live.
We'll do some live shit somewhere.
Some live shit?
Yeah. We'll do something live. So
like on location food, type of thing? Like
Yeah.
You gonna do snacks and shit?
It should be, yeah.
For VIPs shit. Like you.
I'm old nigga VIP.
And it's
nigga.
Just, it's.
They got a press pass, nigga.
Ooh. So we also have
Maurice.
Maurice is here with us.
More
he doesn't get a microphone because he's a Duke fan. So...
He doesn't get to speak. Nigga, come sit
by me. Nigga,
you
talking
to the mic.
It's my guy over
there. You want to say something?
He gave the hand.
Shout
out to Reese, though, because he's been holding us down with the pictures and everything. And then he hops on the mic occasionally, tells us some entertaining stories.
We need some more stories from you, by the way.
He's definitely a part of the family.
It's him,
for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, if you Photoshop them pics, just lower my weight like 15.
That's hella
just
15.
Give me a feel.
Lower me down.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
You be good, brother. Go, I'm just sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
So how did you two meet? Like
high school.
High school?
Yeah.
Inner Beach?
Yeah.
Beach.
Yeah, no. We've known each other since
forever. Yeah. That's annoying.
Early 2000s.
Why?
What are you going to graduate?
04.
I'm 05, though.
04, baby. But we're
You're supposed
all...
to be 05.
I'm supposed to be 05.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was you just smart and you got up out of there?
I went to kindergarten for 2 days and they were like, all right, bitch, go to first grade.
It wasn't even the smart shit. It was like, get her the fuck out of here.
I could read and shit. You know, I was ready for second grade after 2 days. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, you went from kindergarten to second grade?
No, I went to kindergarten first. I was saying I was ready for second.
Oh, okay.
After 2 days.
So you was a child prodigy.
You know, and that's bullshit. You know, that was a lot of pressure on me. Right. And then I turned out not to be shit. So I was like, who cares if you're a smart little kid?
But you're still smart as fuck.
That's why I be seeing all these little smart little kids. And I be like, so what, bitch? I was a smart little kid, too.
Yeah,
I did modeling, too, bitch. Like, you ain't gonna be shit.
But you have your measures
and shit. I'm kidding. No, I don't.
You have your shit, no, little nigga.
Oh, I thought you had your measures.
No, I didn't finish.
But I do remember you. I remember going to your graduation.
That was my bachelor's.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying I went to the graduation.
Right, yeah.
You cheered and shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I got a little degree or some shit, but, you know. I was thinking about taking my LSATs and going back and doing law school.
I think I saw you post that on your Facebook. Your Facebook is wild as fuck, by the way.
Thank you. You've been in this industry, doing this entertainment for a while, before a year coming up on your podcast, is what
absolutely.
I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So, like, what?
Give us... So, blogging, curating events.
You hate to say it. You don't like the word.
I don't like promoting.
She's like, don't group me in them.
They're janky.
I hate it.
They're janky as fuck. No, I'm just like at the center of throwing parties, concerts, music.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Curation.
Yeah.
Curate.
There we go. That's what I am.
It was like a weed curator. She brought weed into the events. I can't think of. I had to find her exact title. Anyway.
A weed curator. Cool. Sounds kind of dope.
Yeah,
that sounds lit.
Yeah. So yeah, well that's cool.
But yeah, then, no, we met in high school,
and I feel like, and then you started photography a little bit, how it started. And then weren't you doing a documentary or?
Yeah, we just document hella shit. We do like small mini videos of stuff.
You know what I'm saying, isn't that kind of like how you kind of started getting into the whole entertainment?
We were doing film before. Yeah. We had done a couple of different independent films.
Okay,
and like small like. You know what it's called, just smaller films, I guess.
Right.
Short films.
Short
like
films.
That.
Right.
Yeah. And then, and then moved into photography strictly.
Right.
And then like small videos, and then interviews of the Moments of Wayne Manor.
Okay. Yeah.
And then,
And then you guys linked up.
Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. No. The producer of the show, his name's Keith. Shout out to him because he,
out to Keith.
Yeah, he approached me a long time ago and was like, "You need to do podcasting." Mm-hmm. And at that time, I didn't know what podcasting was. So I was like, sure. And then I like just left him hanging. And then I started listening to podcasts like a whole year later. And then I was like, yo, I could do this shit. So then I was like, gonna go into this, doing it all by myself. I did a couple practice episodes. And then I was like, I need somebody. Like, I need somebody to bounce with. I need somebody to vibe with. And
so those
I need,
are
like,
practice ones before you put anything out.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I needed a Charlemagne, basically, was what I had in my head.
Right.
So
you
were
Angela.
Yeah. Angela Yee. Thank you. Yeah.
yeah.
But I just needed somebody to play off with, but also somebody I was comfortable with. But I know who would have a little bit of different views. And Reese was like the perfect person.
Nice.
So, boom, I asked him. And ever since then, we've been faithfully seeing each other every fucking week.
So, from episode one to now, like, anything that you would do differently? Have you... The progression, like, have you noticed the progression?
Oh, absolutely.
What would you know?
I feel like
any advice.
Yeah.
To us, I guess.
No, this summer I think has really like watered us and got us growing.
Yeah.
I feel like we had a lot of like out of the studio episodes where we
right.
were just
you
vibing.
Had, like the block
party. Block party.
And
we were at the day shift.
Yeah.
And it was dope to be out. And then again, I think me and Reese are just. You know, we get to know each other on that level a little more, and we're just more comfortable with where we are, and the show just flows a whole lot better. And, you know, like, I think from episode one to where, like, we weren't, I don't know, we were good. No, but it was good, though, because we had all that practice. And again, shout out to Keith for that, because had it been us, it would just been like, let's just start go. The shit.
Yeah, because like, yeah, we should have practiced a little bit more. We did one.
You guys did the pilot.
We
did. Right?
Yeah. We had the pilot, and before that, we had one run before that, but that was it. So our pilot was literally our second time ever recording.
I think, again, if you say, you know, like what advice, I think that's pivotal for people. You know, like any craft that you have, you got to practice.
Right. And that's not something I would have thought of doing. Like, I don't think about practice. Like, obviously, I'm confident in what I'm doing, so I'm like, let's go. Let's try it. Right. Yeah. But then if we had it, like, we literally practiced for, like, 6 weeks.
Yeah, we had hella episodes.
I was having boot camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, let's just go and do
it. He was looking out for us, though. It wouldn't have been us deciding that. Right. We would have been ready from jump. Like, he still would have had us practicing.
So, like, we would have probably hit our stride later into the episodes, like, what is it, 42 now? So it probably would have been, like, 50. And then we would have been like, okay, they hit a good stride at this point. You know, right. Had we not done, like, the 6 previous whatevers, you know what I mean? And had, like, those guests. And just knowing each other, constantly communicating, you know, even, like, when it's tough. Like, I don't think we argue, but we definitely butt heads, you know, about a lot of shit. But it's still like, okay, that's my partner. Right. So this is something, you know, we got to take into consideration. Even if it's like, okay, I don't really like that shit, but I can see where you're going with this, and I know that you have a purpose for it. So let's do that.
You guys have that respect for each other.
And again, I may not agree with what he's saying, but like, I'm gonna see where your mind is coming from with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But it never gets deep or anything. It's mostly like always about relationships where we like completely.
Yeah,
like,
well, she's engaged, so it's different.
And she's a female.
Yeah, I mean, but like, yes, but,
you know,
not with a real one. That's what it is.
Right. There's gonna be, you know, bitches and niggas. But I also think
like when it comes to relationship talk, like again, she's engaged, so it takes a different. Like my relationship's not to that point just yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so
you're on different levels.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I'm a former scumbag. Like I come from like that's my background.
Right.
And all I want to do is see Reese be happy and be the good guy that I know is in there.
Yeah, I'm not a bad
guy. But people don't change, so he'll always be a scumbag regardless of whatever.
I have the scumbag mindset and outlook on shit because that's just real, I think, for a lot of shit. I think
people mature and deal with things differently as they get older and stuff, but people don't change.
Your mindset may not change.
They are who you are.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I agree with that. I'm not to say that once a cheater, always a cheater and shit like that, but, you know, like, you see things differently. You know what I mean? Like, if you're an athlete, you're always going to have that athlete's mentality. You may not hoop no more or play football, whatever it is, but you still know what it is and you still, you know, can dip into that mindset. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I just think there's, like, a really good guy in you versus, like, this bad guy that you, like, try and be.
I don't try to be a bad guy.
I feel like you
speak
have
for the voices.
I feel like your better person is bigger than your worst person.
She's calling you fake.
Kind of.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's right.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't try to be a bad dude. I mean, okay, so not even make this about me.
No.
But
it
I'm
is
just saying
old mess here.
but no, because Matt can attest to too, because I, you know, we see his Facebook posts and he's out of pocket. He's hell out of pocket. But I'm just saying, like,
I'm just a piece of shit all around.
So. See?
But I'm a really great guy.
And there's those guys, though. He can be a piece of shit and be a great guy. You know what I mean? And you got to speak for those guys who can be pieces of shit and have that two-face and you can flip that switch. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean you can't. If he got a girl, you have a girl. Sorry. If you don't answer that question. Anyway.
We don't do relationships on the Mackinac show.
Well, I'm saying is, but like, but if he gets a girl, he's going to be great to her. You know what I'm saying?
And then his girl.
Everybody else is just everybody else. You know what I mean? It's kind of how it is. Is it not
that's
the truth?
Right. That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
My girl's my girl, and I'm going to treat her, you know, like a queen she is. And then, like, if we break up, and then everybody else is going to be everybody else.
You haven't
ascended to that point, so then there's that.
Gotcha.
My question is, you guys are seasoned now, about a year in. Like, what's the overall goal? Like, what do you guys want this to keep growing into? What are you guys trying to build here? Aside from where it's at now, like, do you guys have, like, want to be live radio maybe one day, like stay podcast, or like what's going on?
I think for me, this was just, I mean, another branch of building up the KC Carter persona. I took a seat back because obviously before I used to have my own website, it was all KC Carter, this and that. But then I like launched the Blow Up, which is a music website. I know, absolutely. And that is all me. That is all me because I'm just a dumbass. I was probably high, which is why I don't smoke anymore.
Don't blame it on weed. Don't blame it on weed.
I took a little break and just like supported the Globe, which is all about independent music. But then after getting that going, I'm like, you know what? Like, I am a personality. I'm a media maven or whatever you want to call it. So
I like that term. That's dope. I love that.
I needed another avenue to kind of showcase like my personality a little bit. So I see for me, it's just, like I said, another avenue for us to promote ourselves and what we're doing. Right. My end goal is obviously to be like an Angela Yee or a Miss mm-hmm. Info, Angie Martinez or something like that. Like, those are the people I look up to, and like, they're doing what I want to do, or Karen Civil as well. And they're not doing just one thing. They're right. doing like multiple things.
Right.
But again, showing your personality. So for me, that's kind of what I want to
do. You definitely see that. It just needs to hurry up and happen.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, I always say that the longer it takes, the better the reward. Like, mm-hmm. the shit that happens hella, hella fast, like,
right.
the shit will go away hella, hella fast. So.
So what about your end goal?
My ultimate end goal is to have like my own nighttime talk show, like mm-hmm. Jimmy like, Kimmel. Or like, okay. But the person I look up to is like Arsenio Hall. Is, you know what I'm saying, because he had his show back in the day, and like, you watch, I literally been like studying those clips of him, you know, like his shows, and like the episode where he had Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, what's my man's name, he just had legendary boxers on there, you know what I mean, and like, that's amazing to get that respect from your own community, because that doesn't really happen a ton. Like, you'll get it like in pockets where like one person will come to do the Breakfast Club, you know what I mean, but like, what audiences are you really, I mean, not to disrespect the Breakfast Club, they're a great institution, but you know, like, for me, that's what I want to do. So, like, being able to watch somebody like Gerard Carmichael, who's going that route, you know, to go from stand-up comedy to having his own network television show.
And his show was closed. It was canceled.
Yeah,
but season 3. That was a good show.
Amazing fucking show, mm-hmm. right?
The Carmichael show.
And so, for me, that's what I want to do. I want to emulate that path of individuals. And so, like...
So, you think you're funny?
I think I'm entertaining. I don't necessarily...
Oh, okay.
I don't say funny, per
I like
se,
that.
But, like, I want to be able to incorporate, you know... elements of the podcast into like, if I would have had that, so I literally, it's like a 5-year plan. By the age 35, I need to have that. So what route do I take to get that? You know what I mean? Like, you see like a lot of these stand-up comedians in there with their own shows, so like, so do I need to dip into stand-up comedy? Okay, bet, like, let's study that and be able to do that. So I have friends who are comics who I talk to, and
so like, are you writing, like, have you ever
about
writing a sitcom?
I've actually written a sitcom and submitted to NBC. Mm-hmm. It did get rejected, unfortunately. I wrote an anime and submitted that to Cartoon Network, and that had some legs, and then it didn't. Mm-hmm. And so it's like constantly in creation mode.
I have some funny sitcom ideas.
Yeah, feed them to me. For me, it's constantly creating content. Like I was saying on the podcast one day, like, if I'm not creating something, mm-hmm. then like, it's life isn't life to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and there was a point where I sacrificed all the money that I could have went out and made and just picked up my camera and was... creating content using that, you know what I mean? So like, and I made that work. So, you know, I have to create something, even if it never sees the light of day, even if it doesn't get the acclaim that I feel that it deserves. I gotta do something. I gotta write. I gotta take this picture or video or whatever it is. So,
do you guys have any events coming up?
We do have a networking event that we're working on that we will be announcing here pretty soon. Okay. We just want everyone to come out, since we do work with a lot of creatives and
right.
bring our audiences together and connect. And then again, we are going to be planning a 1-year anniversary show.
Okay, yeah.
Soon,
so we'll definitely have to, you know.
Yeah. And then we got to have you guys that. Coming on.
Let us know when.
Pretty soon.
Both of us.
Yeah, no, both of you guys, not just one.
I apologize.
It's man. Okay.
Don't block her blessings, man. Don't block her blessings.
I, when I thought about it, I just heard, hey, you want to get on this podcast? Fuck no.
It's just crazy how people think of me.
They're gonna keep, but that's the thing. Like, this
I'm
is what
so
you gotta
nice.
Do.
I'm so nice.
You are very nice.
You're very nice.
Like, what the fuck? You know?
You come off like an asshole.
But I'm
you
saying
gotta
that thought, that thought of that reaction, I can handle though. It wouldn't right. have like made me like sad or nothing. I just would have been like, shit, you know what I mean?
I don't think that Nelly
nice.
And I have ever argued. I don't think we've ever had like a falling out or no shit like that. But like, I've definitely seen
we
you fall
really
out with
people. We really
had
nothing to fall out about.
No, she's no. just fall very honest. Of. She's very
fall
honest. She doesn't. See, that's crazy. Like, that's how Charlamagne is. Like, Charlamagne is very honest. He says whatever, just like
right.
you do.
That's why I chose
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but there's a difference, though, between
that's
being
why I chose
like,
her.
There's a difference
she's
between
the
being
chosen
that's
one.
That's why I chose her.
You know?
She's
you know?
The chosen one.
So, we're going to do Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, nice. I never get a chance to do these.
So you're first. Ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Martha Stewart, Cher, Lady Gaga.
Why are those my options?
Damn.
Oh, mine is reading off the
don't
paper.
Ask.
Okay,
no
I'm
questions.
Gonna have to marry. I'm gonna have to marry Martha.
Don't ask.
Cause nope. she's about her shit. Can I kill Gaga? I don't want to fuck Cher, though.
You, why would you kill
Cher? You're going to be fucking Cher. She's going to be sounding like...
One
she
time.
Might be wild, though.
I can't kill, but I can't, like...
One time, fuck Cher.
Did you see Cher's commercial?
Future? People were like, that was creepy.
I bet you Cher can seduce the shit out of you.
So, okay, what's your answer?
Hi. So, I married Martha.
Okay.
She's about her shit. She's filthy.
Hi, Reese.
And she's a felon. She got that hood cred.
And she got that show with Snoop.
Smoking.
That's what I'm saying.
She like, got her shit. Homies are cool.
Fuck yeah. That.
How is Snoop not a felon as she is?
She gonna be saying, nigga, because I married a black man. I got a show with Snoop.
Like, I gotta tell her better. I gotta train her better. That's my white girl. I got
and then you're going to kill Gaga?
I'm killing Gaga. I can't stand none of her shit.
And she ruined the shit for the Falcon. I blame her.
Oh, do you really?
After her performance, they went under the biggest loss ever in Super Bowl history.
Okay, I'll buy that. Fuck it. Fuck it.
I don't blame her shit like
but
that.
But I mean, I don't know if I would fuck you.
Casey, your turn. Okay.
He is on my list.
Colin Kaepernick, Ray J, or Boosie? And Boosie.
Shit.
Boosie back. She's like, I'm gonna marry Boosie.
No, I'm about to marry
the interaction.
No, I'm joking. No. I'm gonna obviously marry Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, come on, he's a writer. But I'm gonna have to kill Boosie. Even though I fuck with him, I'm just not gonna fuck him because he's gonna get me pregnant. He got like, he said on the Breakfast Club that if he nutted on a girl's leg, she'd get pregnant. So I don't want to get pregnant.
That's not true. That's
and then Ray J, I mean, we all seen the tape. So I mean, it's cool.
You're like, ugh. Oh. Like, I don't know. I never saw it.
Let me tell you, I never heard this side of Casey ever in my life. I don't know if I want to.
I'm just being honest.
Nah, cool.
Here we go. All right, I got another one for you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Kyla Pratt, Kiki Palmer, SZA.
Oh.
This is kind of hard.
I can't marry and fuck SZA? Be a joint option?
I mean, you're still fucking your wife, right?
Nah, you might not want to.
Isn't
be
it a lifetime of fucking?
No,
she don't have a nigga on the weekend, fan. Though.
Yeah, she don't have a nigga on the weekend.
She got another nigga. She got somebody else's dude on the weekend.
That's what I'm saying. So your dude. Wife, so don't
she's
marry her.
She's at this stage of her life. Don't judge my bitch.
Whatever.
I want to hear your answers.
Right,
people don't change.
Go ahead. No, that's hella funny.
I'm just kidding.
She's going to cheat on your ass. I would marry SZA just because she's a creative and that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's your thing, though.
I'm going to cheat on her ass back. Fuck you think?
They're going to be the most dysfunctional.
Kyla Pratt seems like the most, like, white.
You thought
like,
I was going to like, just let my girl just cheat on me without no consequences?
Look it.
I definitely agree with you.
Let him answer me.
And I'm probably fucking Kyla Pratt. It's probably going to be boring as fuck.
So you're going to kill Kiki Palmer?
After seeing her
she
for the big contest rap,
I can't.
No, I'm just kidding.
I fuck with Kiki though. I think something is a little wrong with her, but I fuck with her.
Nah, I don't
no,
fuck
I
her.
Fuck with Kiki too.
Do you really?
I think she's special. Yeah. I think something is wrong with her.
I will probably fuck her.
She's like a
she
young,
like she
but she's been
there.
Like a you know in the industry as a child. Like she's you know.
Yeah. I fuck with Akilah and the B.
See that right there?
I fuck with her in
can't fuck her because
Tyler
she was in
Perry,
the
that Tyler Perry movie, mm-hmm. Little Bad Kid when she was.
I didn't watch that because I don't watch Tyler Perry movies.
Okay.
Tyler Perry's a man.
You're better than that, Nelly.
So, anyways, I watch a lot of shit that I shouldn't watch. All right, you ready?
Oh, one more for me.
One more for you.
All right.
Kofi, the nigga from Queen, we know Kofi. Idris Elba, Quincy, Diddy's son.
We can kill him.
What?
I like the other one.
I guess it between those ones, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Dang, I like that. I might have to hit those ones.
You like him young though.
Quincy, that
how old is he?
Quincy.
Young niggas like to fuck.
Well, Quincy's like 21.
You know.
And who?
He's hella young.
And why would I want to fuck a bunch of people I grew up? Fuck with a bunch of people I grew up with.
You never even knew. Kofi.
I'm just saying, young. Talk about young.
Oh, okay,
talking
okay.
about like young niggas. I got niggas from 19 and 35. You know what the fuck you guys are talking about? I just had babies by young niggas.
Wait, did you? Just...
All right.
I'm gonna kill
him. So I'm kind of like the only white nigga. I got dark skin niggas, bald niggas, niggas with beards, niggas without beards. Cut it out.
Yeah. I got a nigga for
every bump on your face, boy. Yeah. What do you mean? I like young niggas. Okay. I don't discriminate.
So I'm gonna marry Idris Elba because he's old as fuck. So he's done.
Go ahead,
And then Kofi, we're definitely getting
hit.
Yes,
that sucks that you had
he's
to kill.
Still young.
But that would be it. Yeah.
No,
I would
like
agree.
The other son better. The
Justin.
One. Not Justin.
Because Quincy's the one in Star, right?
Okay, there's Quincy, Justin, and who's
Star?
The light skinned one?
I thought thought that was Justin. That's not Justin.
So the light skin one's in Star, right?
I don't know.
The one.
Look at the stylist girl.
Because what? Quincy so, you guys don't watch Star?
No. Movie, right?
Quincy's not even Diddy's real son.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's who I'm talking about.
His real son that's light skin with the stylist girl from the Biggie video.
I don't know these people. I just know him from Star.
The one that plays for UCLA?
That's another show. Star is back out. Season 2. Do you guys watch that? The Queen Latifah?
I don't watch
that. That's a good show.
She just had a cameo on Empire.
It's music. The music's bomb.
Justin Dior Combs.
And that's why I like it.
Christian,
I can see
is
that being
one.
A better. Oh, Christian, that's his name.
He's cute too, but nah, he looks.
No,
too
the
much
three bitches can really sing.
Justin is cute.
So we're gonna do a rapid fire too.
I think so. Okay,
it's like there this or that. You know, we're gonna ask you a question. So, I guess you guys both get all your answers at the same time. I guess I don't know. It's
so
two people. I don't know how it works.
Okay,
let's see. Okay, all right. You wanna go? You wanna read them? You read them. Time.
Backwards. Backwards or swishers?
Swishers.
Sativa or indica?
Don't do that the whole time.
Kyrie or IT?
Okay, I'm about to take over. Bass, come on. Kyrie or IT?
I don't watch basketball.
Okay, I respect that. Thank you, Katie.
Kyrie. Like, no disrespect to IT.
Kobe or LeBron?
Kobe. Fuck you mean?
Kobe or LeBron? Oh, you don't watch basketball. LeBron, I'll answer.
Gatorade or Powerade?
Powerade.
Oh, really? I get the hiccups with Powerade.
I like the blue one.
This
I don't drink water.
So. Cool Ranch or nacho cheese Doritos?
Cool Ranch.
Nacho cheese.
Baked chicken or fried chicken?
Fried chicken.
God.
Duh.
What kind of question is
of course.
This?
Yeah.
Kool-Aid.
I'm voting for her.
Kool-Aid or water?
Water.
Kool-Aid.
Water, kale, spinach, fresh juice.
I don't fuck with Kool-Aid. I did not grow up with Kool-Aid in my house.
We had all the packets. Remember, they used to have like a catalog. You could like order shit out
no,
the
No, I
Kool-Aid
do not remember
catalog.
That.
See, I don't remember
you
that.
You gotta save the shit, yeah.
We didn't, mean, I don't drink
Kool-Aid. Blankets and shit?
And I don't like water either, but I'd say water over Kool-Aid.
With lemon in it. Okay.
That lemon, I hate lemon water.
Jordans or Vans?
Jordans.
Jordans or Vans?
Oh, Jays.
I'm wearing Vans, though.
Message.
Right. I'm wearing Jays right now.
Message receives on or off?
Off.
What?
Receipts on or off?
Talk regular, please, Michael.
Off.
Hi, man.
Only
oh, my God. Okay, I'm taking over. High or drunk?
My fiancés.
High or drunk?
Drunk.
Hi.
From the, shut up, why are you answering?
6 months ago, it would not have been that.
I mean, I'd rather, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Is that crazy?
Yeah,
what? You guys are both on. I said 6 months ago, we would have had reverse answers. She would have said, right. I would have said drunk.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Because okay, you said hi, you said drunk.
Glow up.
From so the bad. Shoulders or talk it out?
You said what? From the shoulders.
What'd from the shoulders or talk it out?
From the shoulders.
I want to talk it out.
You guys, they're like literally
we can talk
opposite.
About this.
Wendy's or Jack in the Box? Jack in the Crack.
None.
Oh my God. You have
in the
to
box.
Answer. We don't know
Jack
don't
in the Box.
Face.
But only from the chicken sandwiches though.
And curly fries.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Buttermilk sauce.
This bitch went from neither to the whole goddamn meal.
So I whole order. It, but if I had to, but all those things I missed.
Well, since you insist.
Yeah.
Yeah, since you insist.
If you brought it out.
Chocolate or caramel?
Caramel.
Both.
Oh my gosh, what?
No.
Pick together.
Pick one.
As one.
Is that
swirl.
Awesome?
Look at no.
A swirl.
Which one?
God, you're mean. I want both.
I like both.
Like okay, you got chocolate. I'll get the caramel. We'll share.
We'll share.
No, I want the caramel.
She said caramel.
Okay,
said caramel.
Chocolate.
Right. LeBron or Allen Iverson? Why is LeBron in here twice?
Yeah, because you.
Iverson.
I didn't. I didn't.
Iverson.
I don't do these.
Bubba Chuck.
I'll go with Iverson.
Man, fuck you guys.
That's
seafood
era,
or chicken?
Though.
What?
Seafood or chicken?
Chicken.
Seafood.
R&B or trap music?
R&B.
R&B.
Drake or J. Cole?
Drake. J. Cole.
Bong or blunt?
Wait, what? Really?
What?
I'm asking.
Man, you just don't know me.
I wasn't surprised by that answer.
Yeah, I'm a J. Cole all the way.
Yeah, that's right.
I love
Bong
him.
Or blunt?
Bong.
Blunt.
Local weed man or dispensary?
Local weed man. How is this a question?
Because I'm being honest with myself, and I don't buy weed from people. I
you
buy them from
dispensaries.
Yeah,
that's what our last guy said. He was like, "I've been fucking with the dispensaries."
Yeah, it's always I know what I'm getting. Like, no discredit to people making their money, but like I know consistently what I'm buying.
Right. Cookies are OG. It's a lot of weed things, and you guys don't smoke.
Cookies.
No. Dasani. I don't even know why this is. Dasani or Arrowhead?
Dasani.
Arrowhead is gross. Exactly. I don't know why this is on here. Arrowhead is hose water.
Who made that fucking question?
Hose. H-O-S-E.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's not even that.
Ass or cash?
What?
Ass or cash?
What is... In what?
Cash.
In payment.
I think about it, though.
What?
Casey's in a relationship. She's such a square. She's cash. Exactly. Brew or shot? Beer?
Oh, a shot.
A shot.
Well, this is for you, Reese, I guess. No hands or both? Or no hands or both when you're doing it?
Both.
No hands or both? When
both.
What?
Both. 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 Can I say it again? Both?
Yep. Okay. All right. My pet peeves time. My sister fucked me.
Maybe you condemn? You condemn people?
How? The fuck? Who the fuck am I? If you... Nothing I should ever fucking say should even fucking matter to you. Because I just would be like, oh, let people live. Fucking live. The fuck? The fuck? What the fuck do I have to do with you niggas? Nothing. Shit. Get the fuck out of here. Get your fucking sensitive ass out of here. Seriously. I don't get it. In fact, that's my pet peeve.
That's it right there.
It's done.
Just fucking, put in the belly clip. We're good. Because you guys got me fucked up.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
My ugly nigga guideline.
I live for these, by the way.
Ugly nigga guidelines. 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 My ugly nigga guideline is never settle. Never settle because you think you're ugly and you can't have the best. Always shoot for the stars. Come on.
That's a good one.
And if you miss,
shoot for the fucking stars.
And if you miss, you'll still be on the moon.
You'll still be there.
Come on.
Just living, just looking down.
Yeah.
Be confident, my ugly niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's a cold world.
Come on, preach.
You know what I'm saying?
Confident, not cocky.
Confident, not cocky.
Oh, you can't be that's ugly real. And cocky.
You can't be you can't be ugly and cocky. That's just bold ugly. That's just...
It's two-headed snake.
Yeah.
They're
pick a struggle, right? Pick a struggle.
They're real.
I've heard you say that more than once, actually.
Sometimes, man, you have to pick a struggle. You have to.
So you can be ugly.
That's a good one. Shoot for the stars,
shoot
ugly
for the
niggas.
Stars.
Yeah.
You never know.
Look at Seal.
Not to put the nigga on blast, but the nigga I did the podcast with.
Uh-huh.
That's my man.
He got a bad little bitch?
He got a bad one.
He an ugly one?
Uh-huh. He got money?
He ugly nigga.
He got a bad one. He's not rich. Uh-huh. He a regular nigga. You in the military. Got him a bad one. He had her before the military.
She's trying to show.
No, he's not married though.
No, he was.
She was
married.
Like, you need to get in the
he
military.
He was with her before the military. Don't shit on my man. He got those. Don't diminish my ugly man's.
You need to be gone for a long
time. He got a bad one.
I'm just kidding. That's good.
Yeah.
Cause not every bitch is. That's cause Hitch. He knew Hitch.
Right.
Yeah. Your boy's Hitch. And your boy's Hitch's client.
Talking about the movie or
the game.
Yeah. That's the thing though. You're gonna be ugly. I'm not an attractive dude like that. So you know, you gotta.
I don't post something that I, you know.
I don't care. I just don't, you know.
So we're doing local music. Yeah, local music.
Local music.
Oh, nice.
Local music. No, I'm just kidding.
I got my man Huey P. It was gonna happen sooner than later. He just dropped a new track called Victory. Fire as fuck.
He got the weed joint. He got the joint.
Oh yeah.
He got joints at Urban Legends that come with a joint, of course, and a song download when you buy the joint.
That shit's dope
as fuck. So fuck with my
nigga. What's the song called? Victory?
It's called Victory, UEP.
Some pretty good weed, too. Reeking on me like it's fresh cologne. Don't be speaking on me, homie, leave them vets alone. Bet you got a boss, get them on the phone. You ain't pay the cost, you ain't put in work. You ain't got a soul, you ain't got a worth. I'ma hold it down till I'm in the dirt. And they got my name printed on the shirt, laying in the church. I step back and look at my current surroundings, and that's where I found me. Still overcoming these obstacles. KG told us that anything's possible. Everything is alright. You ain't really have love for me, no. You ain't really have love for me. I was blind at the time, but now I see. Everything is alright. I'm with the ones that got love for me. With someone that got love for me. Chasing that victory. I don't know much, but I know one thing. It's meant to be. Don't nobody know what it meant to me. Just a young brother out here grinding, trying to make history. If you ain't got shit for me, then you're in the way of my victory.
nice. I know that's your guy, but I never really listened to him. I need to listen to him.
Yeah, listen to that nigga. Okay. I wish you... Shout we would have the first with me. Yeah, shout out to my nigga Huey P. You can follow him on Twitter, Instagram, whatever, at Huey P Music, HUEYPMUSIC.
Nice.
That's that nigga.
Right. I have Corner Store. I think it's a Macklemore track, but Dave B's on it. So he's
isn't
the first.
Isn't Travis Thompson on that too?
Who?
Mm-hmm. Is Travis Thompson on that?
And then isn't there one other song?
It's just those three. Just Macklemore, those three. Davey, and Travis Thompson.
Who has the second verse?
Travis Thompson.
No.
Who has the funny bar?
Travis Thompson goes first.
About the gut, the funny and Swisher's guts in the funny bag. That's, I like that verse. Okay. But we're going to play the what is he, third?
I feel a way about whatever. That shit.
You said what?
Reese is hating on Travis.
That. No, I'm not.
Oh, but I don't know him, so I don't know who he is. So he's local too, so we could play.
Yeah,
that
he's
one.
From here.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Got some choose a bag of chips. Rolling through the city, and we hide behind the tents. In the Benzo, got the Swisher out the window, then we dip. Ghosted at the corner store. Ghosted at the corner store. Ghosted at the corner store. Posted at the corner store. Okay, 2 a.m. I'm posted. Dope all in my dance board. Moving to youth, I run with my treat your block like a dance floor. Finesse, I ran out the landlord. Mama said, pull your pants up. Bending corners and scraper and loyal to till my pants up. I'm pushing, moving, working, proving it's commas on the way. Put the pussy on pedestal, blow the medical to the face. It's evident on my fate, rolling heaven in my new race. Declining the call from label, still grubbing on struggle face. They all wanna know what's next, shit. I don't even know myself, nah. I don't wanna hear your best shit. I don't really need your help. I'm posted and smoking just like my uncles before me. I politic with the stagnant, forget my day by the morning. It's a corner store, 2 a.m. Got some mango high, choose a bag of chips. Rolling through the city and we hide behind the tents. In the Benzo, got the Swisher out the window, then we dip. Posted at the corner. Ghosted at the corner store. Ghosted at the corner store. Ghosted at the corner store. Taking my time, working it out, counting the coin, breaking my back. All of my loins, all of my nerves, can't get a break, but that's my snack. Caught me almond joy, mama's boy, can't afford none of what you order. Shit, I'm hardly on, not quite broke, off the wall, but on the barter. Pushing pen to the paper for peso. They want a Lego, close construction, no room for the huevos. You gotta love it, that's big. He like Montego, he shave. You like the gecko, he not gonna pay to date you. You get asked it, OG Mako, boy, so wonderful.
All right.
Them cheap thrills, I fuck with that.
I like, you know, the whole Swisher thing. Because, you know, everyone's smoking backwoods these days and shit. Mm-hmm. That was Dave B. That was my guy for the week, our local artist of the episode for me. So, we're going to end with our quote of the day. Check out Casey and Reese on Glow Up Cast. They're hella entertaining.
Thank you.
Podcast. Glow Up. I said, keep calling it the cast.
The Glow Up Podcast. That's our social media. The Glow
okay,
Up
that's,
cast, so
I'm like,
you.
I feel like, I'm like, am
I've
I saying that?
Nah.
Right, exactly. So, at Glow Up Cast.
On all social media.
On all
platforms.
Social media. At Glow Up Cast. So, go follow them. Go listen to them. Subscribe to them on iTunes. Start on SoundCloud. What else are you guys on?
Those are the two we promote.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, Google Play is out there somewhere.
Right. I know because a lot of people are always saying, are you going to get on this and this and this?
Just go to those
just
two
go to
sites.
Right. Go to fucking SoundCloud or iTunes. We made it pretty easy.
Yeah. You either got iPhone or Android.
Yeah, you got, if you got that shit, then you can get to those two.
You either got an Android or an iPhone. It's one or two. Easy for you, my friend.
So we always end with the quote of the day, the other day, and I have one, what I say? I said, y'all better quit playing with people because you don't know what they're built from. So you don't know what they've been through, who their mom is, who their daddy is. Who, you know, you don't know. So quit playing with people. You just, we're on social media and people are just assuming you know people from what they post and this and that or what you've heard, but you don't know these people. So. Yeah. That's it. That's it. Another episode.
Can I add a quote of the day?
Hell no.
I've been rewatching a lot of like Malcolm X, a lot of his speeches. It's kind of like digging into it. It's crazy how he like predicted that the media would be the way that it is.
Right.
He said, the media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent, and that's power because they control the minds of the masses.
Yep.
And that's the thing. Like, if you watch the news and you watch like, all the rhetoric mm-hmm. and Trump and all that shit, right? And people are buying into that. Just look at like, again.
They control what we see. And that's why everyone's, when they say, well, they didn't say this and this, that doesn't mean that that shit did not happen mm-hmm. or that shit did not go on. This is
but
what
this
they.
This is the way you're spinning it and this is the way you're presenting it
exactly.
to everybody.
And what you're presenting. Mm-hmm. You can leave out plenty of things.
Unplug, my niggas.
There's a lot of things that go on that is not making national news.
He said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing.
Right. Right. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Nice.
Real shit.
Shout out to Malcolm, man.
This is really hard.
Just look up. You're annoying. All right. Well,
thank you guys so much for letting us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
We never get to do shit like this together.
I know. You guys step out of your comfort zone, talk, you know, a little bit. Talking, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah, we got to have you guys come on, so I'll let you guys
lights off.
Date. Yes, I like this movie.
Let us know.
If we had shut the lights off, we were just smoking a good one.
It gets cooler
you
when the lights off.
You ain't smoking shit, Reese.
Who's that?
You're not smoking.
I'm taking your pre-roll that they gave us.
That's fine, but we're not smoking right now.
No, I'm waiting till I get to the house.
Okay.
Bye, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward to you guys' Facebook posts.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Bye, nigga.
Bye, nigga. Bye, you guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, MacAnnelly.
Something must be really wrong with you. Why can't you just tell the fucking truth now? Yes, your mama did, she raised a